Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, just 1 hour left here on the Hockman and Crowder Show. Best of Thanksgiving Day special. I hope everybody out there is having an awesome time enjoying this. I'm having an awesome time doing this, even if it's Thanksgiving, because these are some of the funniest segments in the history of this show, and we'll give you three more here on 790 The Ticket, exclusively on 790 The Ticket today. No simulcast. Think of this as a Thanksgiving loco hour for all of you out there listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show Best of Thanksgiving Day special. I will give you headlines, and then I will play for you a segment where, while I was giving headlines live on the air a couple months ago, things kind of got a little chaotic on the show. I don't want to go into any further detail because I don't want to ruin it. But again, things got a little chaotic while I was doing headlines. I'm going to try to avoid from things getting chaotic here as I give you headlines. But you never know. You never know with your boy Solana. Coming up tonight, 8:30 Saints. They're going to host the Bills tomorrow as I give you your South Florida schedule for the weekend. The Panthers, they will be in the nation's capital. They'll play the Capitals 5 p.m. in Washington. That is a puck drop at 5 p.m. Sabado. The Canes, they'll be in Duke, 12:30 p.m. kickoff. The Heat, they'll play a good one versus Chicago Saturday night, 8 p.m. right here on your home for the Miami Heat, 790 The Ticket. And then Sunday, the Dolphins, they will host the Panthers. Can the Dolphins win four in a row? Be incredible, truthfully, after losing seven straight. They could win four in a row against a Carolina Panthers team, which has this revitalized energy because of Cam Newton. I know they lost against the Panthers. I'm sorry, against Washington last week. I get it. But still, there's just this sense of energy coming from that Panthers organization with Cam Newton, with Superman back. So it would be a good win for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. There is absolutely no doubt about that. Somebody texted in, Solana, you're not doing weather today. You know, technically, I don't have to do weather today, but since you asked, it is. Sponsored by the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7 866-954-MORE. Right now, I'm just going to look outside. You know, I'm going to look outside and give you the weather. It's a nice cloudy afternoon in South Florida. 100% chance of turkey. That is your weather. Let's get to it. A headline segment featuring me, featuring Hawk, featuring Crowder, that just certainly did not go as planned.
Headlines with our friend, the Mentidosa, Alejandro Solana. It's Mentiroso, by the way.
Mentiroso?
Yeah, Mentirosa, female, Mentiroso, male.
Come on, Mentiroso.
Is that correct, Solana?
Yeah, you're saying it weird. It's Mentiroso.
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 No, but then... You're saying it like if you're going to say like rosa, like mentirosa, like mentiroso.
Mentiroso.
I don't know.
Mentiroso.
What
do you do with your tongue? I don't know what your tongue
mentiroso.
Is
doing.
Mentiroso.
Yeah, you just, it's not wrong. You're just saying it
strangely
weird.
Strangely enough, you trilled the S there.
Mentiroso.
You said, yeah. You're supposed to trill the R.
Mentiroso.
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 There you go.
Well, that's what I was saying the whole time,
I think. I don't think so.
No, Italian. So mentiroso.
Mentiroso.
Mentiroso. What does that mean?
Liar.
Liar?
Yeah.
Mentiroso.
Remember the old song, Mentirosa?
Mentirosa, lo compliña.
No. See if you have that. Mellow Man Ace. Look back there. Just look back. I want to play right now. Just see if you have it. Might be in the Power 96 catalog. Mellow Man Ace, Mentirosa.
You talking about a
nope.
lady?
We don't have it? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've explained this to you that the way our systems worked 3 years ago in the prior studio where I could go into Power 96.
Oh, you can't do that here?
No, I mean, we've had this conversation several
times. We don't recall
that. Yeah.
Mentirosa.
So it's not in there?
He don't want
no.
to.
No.
Mentirosa?
No, I mean, I could just type it in. It's not there.
All right. Mentirosa. You know how to spell it?
Mintirosa.
That's right. Minty. Mentirosa.
Mentirosa.
Like a certs. All right. Let's get the headlines with Alejandro Solana. It's got Rhett's in it. I like the stuff that I know goes over Solana's head. You have no idea what Retson is.
No idea.
I like when he says, you get no idea.
We act like he's 17.
No, but Retson, search with Retson is from the 80s. I remember commercials in the 80s. Do you remember, do you know what certs are?
Certs?
Yeah.
No.
You know what a cert is.
For real? You don't know what certs are?
Spell it.
C-E-R-T-S.
Certs. No. Certs?
No, why are you saying it like that? No. it's just a mint. It's a breath mint.
It had the little green stuff in the hole.
That was the Retson.
Yeah.
No, not in the hole. That was like Velaments or something.
No, that was the certs had the hole green, didn't it?
Certs, but certs didn't have a hole.
They didn't have the green hole?
Certs were more like a, I mean, they were round, but there was no hole.
Oh, I eat them grandma mints when I was a kid, the big soft red and white ones.
Oh, those were great. Yep.
Soft red and white ones?
Those were great.
You're talking about Starlight mints. You might not even have these little fluffy mints. They were mints that they were like balls.
But they still make certs, though, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
You seen certs? The certs?
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Maybe they don't.
Do people get breath mints, or is everybody doing gum?
I don't know. They used to be a thing where you used to have Velaments and certs. Yeah. Do you remember Velaments?
No.
They were square.
No, I don't remember that.
Velaments.
I remember talking to people that would have a cert on their tongue as they're talking, and it used to gross me out for some reason.
Oh, lifesavers.
Well, certs are not lifesavers, but they're round. They don't have a hole in them, though.
Hmm. Do they have breath mints?
No, they have breath mints, but it's like Altoids. I know Altoids.
Well, they come in the tin.
Right.
Yeah. I don't like those.
Yeah, these were...
Altoids, they're like too strong.
Cert.
Yeah.
No, that's right. There was no hole.
Right, they had the Retson. Oh. They had the little flakes of Retson. It was certs with Retson.
And that got you right.
Nobody knew what Retson was, but it sounded like it was a great advancement in the world of fresh breath.
Kill him on Friday night. Got the Retson in.
That's what it was. Like, it's Monday. I'll just get some lifesavers or something. Oh, Friday? I got to get some of that Retson.
How you doing? Hey, how are you?
Why are you breathing so hard?
You remember Velaments, huh?
Mm-mm. Certs were discontinued in 2018,
no.
And according to this website, possibly for having partially hydrogenated cottonseed oil, which is not allowed as an ingredient in food sold in the USA since 2018.
What made them so good was that cottonseed oil.
Well, who dares? You
remember these?
A little hydrogenated.
Velaments?
No, Hawk. Yeah. I wasn't allowed in certain restaurants when Velaments were around.
No, Velaments were in the 80s, 90s. I bet, let me see. They might still make Velaments.
Hawk. Did you see that packaging?
Well, all packaging goes through phases. They don't keep it the way that it looks.
There's no such thing as a Velament. Yeah, the Listerine. The tabs, are those still big now? The little tabs you put on your
tongue? Oh, my God. That had, for a minute, everyone had those.
I was like college time. You kill them with the little tabs.
Velaments are still around, but it is totally different. You can go to velaments.com. Those almost look like little tabs or something.
They
pivoted. They tried to pivot. Pivot!
That first little package
pivot!
Wasn't appealing.
All right, real quick, let's get, back in the 70s, after you smoked some Parliaments, that square Velaments bag, it was all that. Don't you dare. All right,
let's get your mouth.
Headlines with Alejandro Solana.
These headlines are sponsored by Gulf Miami-Dade.
Bunch of people texting in. The little thing in the middle that you're talking about, those were breath savers.
Oh,
breath
thank
savers.
You. Yeah.
Yep. Breath savers. Good call,
people.
I got some phone
numbers off
the
breath
my
savers.
God. Somebody just texted in. Remember Banaka? Do you remember the Banaka Blast? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
How do you know the Banaka Blast?
We had that
my God, Banaka. You remember the Banaka Blast?
I didn't know the name, but I know the
Banaka Blast. Wow. There was also a Banaka. You would just put a little dab on your tongue. It was liquid in a little glass container, and you just put a dab on your tongue.
Oh,
weekend.
That was LSD.
That's true.
You just pour it in your mouth? That was the pour was before the spray.
It wasn't a pour, though. It was just a dab. One dab. I know it sounds like LSD, but I'm telling you, it was Banaka.
A dab, huh? There's a dance. That's also talking about drugs.
Yeah, Cam Newton made the dab famous.
I bet half the people that say dab don't know where the genesis is.
Well, people were saying dab way before dabbing.
No, you know why the motion is putting your face in your elbow? Because you're coughing so hard.
Right. And in days of COVID, you want to cover your cough.
No, dab has nothing to do with COVID.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm positive.
I don't know. It's Fauci. That's Fauci.
It's a THC delivery system.
Yeah.
Look at this. They still sell Banaka. Yeah. You can get the little sprayers. How about that?
They're little cute ones.
My God.
They're not in the gas station anymore, though.
Look at that. And the ad there says vape breath with a question. I mean, talk about going into.
Mask breath?
Mask breath? Wow.
You talking about pivoting.
Banaka. Pivot. Pivot.
Who yells that?
It's from a Friends episode. Oh, okay. And it's one of my favorite episodes only because David Schwimmer yells, pivot. Pivot!
It sounds ridiculous.
I thought about giving it to DVJ this week. I actually looked up the scene, but it just, with no context, it makes no sense. Such a great text from somebody who just, like, my kind of kindred soul. Elaine squirted cherry Banaka in crazy Joe Davola's eyes to get away. And this texture is totally right. From Seinfeld. Just the fact that he wrote out crazy Joe Davola and that I know it's crazy Joe Davola. Great text.
Never seen it.
Pivot!
Never seen it. Tomorrow.
Remember cinnamon toothpicks?
No.
You don't remember cinnamon flavored toothpicks?
Are they red?
That was all. No, it was just a regular toothpick. But you go to a restaurant and when you leave, you'd grab a cinnamon flavored toothpick. Like it was all the rage.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. No, I missed that.
They should bring those back. They should bring those back.
Right?
Yeah.
No.
Certs used to be two mints in one. You remember that?
Yeah.
The Retsin.
Retsin. You love some Retsin.
The Retsin was the selling point. Why would you get a cert over a lifesaver, a breath saver? Because only one of them had the Retsin.
I was reading a little something. The Retsin was the part that got them banned.
Is that so?
Yeah. Mm.
Man, the 80s sounds thrilling.
Pivot!
Pivot!
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
So as I've mentioned in the headlines the past couple of hours, the Miami Hurricanes, they will be playing their final regular season game Saturday, 12:30 p.m. from Duke. And you know, if you listen to this show, Don Bailey Jr., Joe Zagacki, I mean, they have been killing it this season working in their calls. And that makes me happy because the end of season montage that I will put together for DBJ and Joe Zagacki and for all of you out there will be another all-time banger. And it's all because of the work that those two guys are putting into the Canes radio broadcast. So, you know what? I haven't done this yet. What am I thankful for? I'm thankful for DBJ, and I'm thankful for Joe Zagacki for not only putting on an unbelievable Hurricanes broadcast throughout the entire season, but also for partaking in our nonsense and working in some of these calls. If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're not familiar, Don Bailey Jr., radio analyst for the Miami Hurricanes, former Cane, Joe Zagacki, the radio voice for the U. DBJ joins the show weekly, and we give him funny lines to work into the broadcast. He works them in, and then the following week, we play them on the air. And this past week, DBJ, when the Miami Hurricanes beat Virginia Tech at Hard Rock Stadium, he worked in a couple calls. It was an outstanding performance by DBJ. We played it earlier this week, and it led to perhaps one of the best DBJ remixes ever made on this show.
Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki have been phenomenal this season working in our silly little calls on the Canes broadcast. And Saturday night, against Vatek was no different. All the calls that we gave them had to do with Thanksgiving. Because we're not even going to have time to talk to DBJ tomorrow to give him lines for the Duke broadcast. I'll give him some off the air. But, I mean, we're literally loaded tomorrow, as I told you at the beginning of the week. So, anywho, here's what we gave DBJ. We gave him part of the Thanksgiving song from Adam Sandler.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Let's hear it.
Here's the snap. Hand off, double reverse. Smith, Restrepo. Back to Van Dyke. Van Dyke throws down the sideline for Mallory. Got him! Flags are down. Mallory breaks the tackle. He's at the 30-yard line of Virginia Tech. Mallory to the 20, to the 15. Mallory to the 10, 5. Mallory goes into the end zone for a Miami touchdown. Flags are down back at the Miami 20.
Holding, offense, number 60, 10-yard penalty, first down.
How deflating is that? What a great effort by Mallory. Just steamrolled over three defenders off the double reverse pass.
Momentum builder, outstanding job by Will Mallory. Boy, did he work for those points. Great play design by Rhett Lashley, and it all comes back.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat turkey in my big brown shoe.
He kind of did it under his breath.
He did.
He really didn't want to commit to the play. It was like Randy Moss, you know, not really running the route.
I ain't getting the ball.
Yeah. And then Joe was like, you're on your own on this one. I'm not even going to goad you into anything else there. Regarding Thanksgiving, we gave him the song from the Contours, if you remember. Do the mashed potato. You know, mashed potato, obviously a very good side dish for Thanksgiving. Here's what we gave him. Can't wait to hear this. I don't know if DBJ and Joe Zagacki did the call and response that we asked them to, but here's what it sounded like.
Van Dyke takes the snap, gives it off to Franklin. Right side has the first down and Moore spins and gets to the 30-yard line. He's still going.
I like it.
He gets down actually to about the 32-yard line. That's a first down with 3 minutes and 8 seconds to go in counting. Miami about ready to bring the curtains down on this one.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
Oh, boy. That was for you, Thad Franklin. Because you can mash potato. No, I think he likes mashed potatoes.
I like mashed potatoes.
That was excellent. That reminded me of, like, a lounge act that they've been doing the same songs for 16 years. They're at some Holiday Inn, airport Holiday Inn. Two guys had delusions of grandeur. They thought they were the next Simon and Garfunkel. You know what I mean? And they're stuck at this airport lounge Holiday Inn, and now they're just kind of going through the song, just kind of half-assed.
I can mash potato.
Mash potato.
And I can do the twist.
Do the twist.
Now tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby.
Do you do it like this?
Do it like this.
And there's free cashews at the bar. Don't forget to tip your waitress. Amazing.
Mashed potato?
But those are all appetizers. We have been waiting to get to this one. We gave Don Bailey Jr. Pastor Shirley.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits, you name it!
Let us hear what Don Bailey Jr. did during the broadcast.
There's the pocket right side, under pressure, McLeod is there, and down he goes on senior night, and the ball might have come loose. I believe Miami's got it on a fumble. Marcus Clark is in there with Blackshear. Zach McLeod in a driving rainstorm knocked it free, sacked the quarterback, and Marcus Clark is trying to recover. Did he get it? He's in a wrangle fest. And the ball is going to belong to Miami. Marcus Clark has the recovery for the University of Miami. Turnover chain goes to Miami.
He got the ball, and I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You name it.
Joe did it.
You name it.
You name it. So without further ado, gather your friends and family around the El Radio for the new DBJ Joe Zagacki Alejandro Solana Thanksgiving Banger.
Look at him. Look. Look.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You mean?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You mean?
Greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit.
You mean?
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens. Beans, greens, beans, greens, greens, beans, greens, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dog, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lambs, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkey, rabbit, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, beans, greens, beans, greens, beans, greens, greens, beans.
Something wrong with y'all.
My God.
Nothing is wrong with y'all.
That is phenomenal.
Great job.
Oh, my God. When Joe threw out the you name it. That was fantastic.
That was special.
I am grinning from ear to ear. Holy cow.
That's top.
And a happy Thanksgiving to all. Wow. Wow.
That's an all-time. One of the all-time.
That is an all-timer. That's an all-timer.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
One final segment on the Hawk and Crowder Show. Best of Thanksgiving Day special. And there is only one way to end a Hawk and Crowder Show best of. There's really only one way to do it, and it's with an Oronde Gadsden interview. Oronde Gadsden, there's a Mount Rushmore. We do Mount Rushmores, right, on this show, and there is a Mount Rushmore of guests that join the show. We've heard from some of these individuals today. Tuan Russell, certainly one of them. Michael Irvin, another one. Mike Cuno, by default, for all the torture we've put him through, certainly on the Mount Rushmore of Hawk and Crowder Show guests. And then this guy right here, there's no doubt belongs on the Mount Rushmore. That might be the Mount Rushmore right there. Michael Irvin, Tuan Russell, Mike Cuno, John Clayton when he's sick. But Oronde Gadsden, Oronde Gadsden is a gem. Nobody brings it consistently. Nobody's putting up these numbers on the Hawkman and Crowder Show, like Oronde Gadsden. This is the Oronde Gadsden Great Rib Debate.
We're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline, shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Oronde Gadsden, former wide receiver for the Dolphins. Now, he and I are kindred spirits when it comes to food, usually. Yeah. And yesterday, as my great Father's Day rib debate was taking place on Twitter, I asked Oronde if he wanted to weigh in. Now, we talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour today when Carlos Frias came on with us, the food writer for the Miami Herald. So we're talking about ribs on my Twitter yesterday because I went to Bobby Rubino's, first time in 30 years. I wanted to do that for Father's Day. I brought it home. We didn't go there. So I texted Oronde, I asked if he wanted to weigh in. And he texted me back a picture of some ribs that he was currently cooking and said, yeah, I want to weigh in. And then I showed the picture of the ribs to Crowder, and Crowder said OG should not be allowed to weigh in because, and I quote, Those are burnt-ass, dry-ass-looking ribs. So, Aronde, you come into this conversation with baggage. Crowder already does not respect your rib opinion.
But this is the point. And I can be the equalizer here because I've watched the movie before, and I can fix what you guys have already messed up already. So I'm getting back to the rib situation. He has to understand, I don't think Crowder knows the difference between, I had showed you a rack of ribs, which I did, and maple brown sugar. They are caramelized color, but the other one is a beef rib. You got to cook that kind of like a brisket, so it has to be a little burnt on the outside for the inside to be tender. When you leave it in there for that long period of time, the outside's going to be burnt because of the seasoning and everything I do, but I know he doesn't understand that. You know, he's a beer guy.
We can get into it. I get my ribs. I take off the membrane off the back of the rib, the one that holds the intestines and all inside. I love my ribs, OG. I love my ribs like a child.
Yeah, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
My well, child for the
I had
afternoon.
I had a pork rib, and I had a beef rib. The beef rib has to be a little bit more burnt than the pork rib.
But it don't have to be burnt, OG. It can just be cooked more. Put it away from the fire and let the smoke get to it, OG. You letting the fire get to it. You got to let the smoke get to it.
You cooking your ribs on that little red, the first the tailgate red one with the bubble top. You cooking your ribs on that.
You're on a Kirkland grill. Yeah. You got the Kirkland grill.
Yeah. And listen, I like
you
the
got
cold.
My
like
first grill. You went out and bought my first grill.
your grill got three legs on it. That's the problem. Well, if you got a grill with three legs, you trying to cook more than hot dogs or hamburgers, you might have an issue. if your grill got three legs and two little wheels, little training wheels, then you got it.
Damn, I need to upgrade, OG.
I want to give you your props, Aronde. Where are you from? Where did you grow up? Because you've told us before, and I'm guessing you spent some time on the grill.
Charleston, South Carolina. And so there we do chitlins. We cook the whole pig, everything from the rooter to the tooter. We got pig feet. We doing everything chitlins. We doing everything, making the bacon. We put them in the hot water. We scalding them. We taking the hair off. We doing everything. We catching our own chickens. We wringing the neck. We doing it all.
And do y'all burn all the meat or just the beef ribs?
not all the meat, see, the beef rib is one big rib, man. You're not understanding, man. See, where you from? Where you from? That's the issue. You went to Florida. When you went to the swamp, they kind of mixed you up a little bit. But all right, I got you.
I got my Atlanta back is where I first started barbecuing, and then I would be central to South Florida with my barbecue, man, with the wood chunks, not the charcoal. OG, you got to have your wood in there to get your...
It sounds to me like OG understands this more than you
do. Do you soak your wood, or you just put the chips in there?
Nope, you got to soak your wood. But if you don't, OG, it'll catch on fire. You don't want them to catch on fire.
That's all I'm asking you, brother. That's all I'm asking you. I'm not talking about your grill right now. I'm just asking what you do with your wood.
I soak my wood overnight, OG. I tell you, I soak my wood.
Okay, all right.
I am so outclassed in this conversation.
My sauce gonna be. I like the gold sauce. You know what I'm saying? The yellow sauce. You probably from here. You a red sauce kind of guy. You know what I'm saying?
What? I can do the mustard based sauce, but OG, OG, my ribs don't need sauce. There's so much flavor through the marinade and the seasoning. You put sauce on it, and you're actually taking flavor away from my ribs with sauce.
So you marinate your ribs, what, 3 hours that same day? Like, you got up yesterday morning and said, I'm gonna cook the ribs at 10 o'clock, and then by 4 o'clock they done?
Overnight. I got a drawer in the bottom of my refrigerator, OG, that I get my slabs, and I put them in a big garbage bag, and I put so many seasons and onions and garlic cloves and all in there, and Italian dressing is my little secret, and I put them in there and I let them...
Okay, I know. I fished it out of there. That's your secret, Italian dressing. OG, nobody from the South putting no Italian dressing on their ribs. I'm tell you that.
Because y'all don't know how to make ribs. And then y'all get all that acidity. Acidity, OG.
Finally, someone needs my information. Acidity.
And the juices is in there, OG. My ribs is so juicy, sometimes they'll put the fire out. There's so much beautiful juice and flavor coming out of my ribs.
Been down on the coals. Okay, I got you, man. Listen, man.
Does it sound like he knows what he's doing? I mean, does it sound like he knows what he's doing, OG?
You know what I'm saying? Sound like. He probably still wrapping them in aluminum foil. But, you know, we're going to work with him.
I don't know what happened here. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver, has joined us. I was going to ask you about Tony Romas and Bobby Rubino's and Flanagan's, and I don't know what just happened here.
Because Shannon going to come inside not smelling like a bit of smoke. He's going to be like, I got my ribs. They ready. You don't smell like no smoke, though. If your toes ain't smoky, then you ain't cooking no ribs, man. Your toes got to be smoky, man. Your clothes got to be smoky.
It's like walking to somebody's house and seeing they cook the ribs on a gas grill. That's it's time to leave, huh? It's time to leave, OG.
Well, how do you feel? I like when I was told earlier in the show by Carlos Frias, the Herald food critic, that I have a simple palate, a juvenile palate, because I like ribs that are slathered in barbecue sauce. Crowder doesn't even put sauce on his ribs.
You're from Chicago, though. So
that is true.
Listen, I like it slathered in sauce.
I don't like
sauce on the ribs, but I would like to have the option of having two sauces on the side. One's going to be mustard-based, golden, because I'm from South Carolina. The other one can be whatever you like. I like it to be a little spicy, a little barbecue sauce, but I like to dip my ribs if I want to. But if you don't, if you don't have sauce on them and they taste good, like Channing says his is, but I'll go with that. But no sauce. I'm on the no sauce side.
But this is my thought, fellas. You dip a chicken nugget. You dip a chicken tender. Do you dip a Chilean sea bass? Do you dip a good T-bone steak? When you make something to perfection, you don't need no dip. You dip chicken nuggets, OG.
Well, talking about chicken nuggets, the best ribs probably – the McRib from McDonald's, be quite honest.
There you go.
If you really want to know.
There we go.
You know, when I see the sign that say the McRib, I'm stopping.
That's
immediately.
Right.
The little pickle.
Preach.
A little pickle on that thing. Listen. I like
no, wait a second.
I
wait a
like
second. Wait
box.
A second.
I want the box. I want it.
Wait a second, though. Wait a second. You leave the pickle on the McRib?
Yeah, I do. I like the pickle. I gotta find it. I don't know whether it's on the left side or the right side, but I like that one pickle.
Sometimes it's under the sauce. Sometimes the sauce is so thick on the McRib, you gotta go digging for the pickle.
Sometimes they put the pickle under the whole McRib, like it's on the bottom bread. I don't like it like that. I take the bread off. I find the pickle. I place it where I want it in the first bite because that's how you get a good bite of the McRib. Now, you know, McRib only sold for a short period of time, so you got to get in there and get that McRib
It's like driving by Krispy Kreme and they got the hot now sign
on.
You got to stop it.
You got to go in there.
If I see the little McRib thing, if I see the little letters underneath the big McDonald's sign, McRib is back.
You know, they never have it spelled correctly. They're missing the R or the B.
Right.
You know,
the McBurr is back.
I got my McRib one time in the wrapper. Like, they done wrapped it like they don't have the box. We out of boxes. Can I give you the McRib? Yep, give it to me and then wrap it up. Like a Whopper. Wrap it.
You can get double meat. You get double meat on the McRib, OG. You can get double meat. What?
You can get a double rib. I don't think I can make it through the bread and a double rib.
You're so right on the box, though. If they just wrap it in that paper, it does not taste as good as if it doesn't come out of that McRib box.
If it don't come out that, they got to come out the McRib box. Like, I don't want it. It's in the paper. No, going to the next McDonald's. But
he'll leave and go if they don't got the box.
Yeah, no, if they out of boxes, I don't want the McRib. It don't taste the same. It tastes different. It tastes so different. So different. I don't know what it is they got in that box. They might have got some nitric oxide or something in that box. Some box make the rib taste so good.
What about fried ribs? Something else. I'm torn on OG. I'm torn on these fried ribs, man.
Listen. Listen, them fried ribs hard to make. My boy, you know, our boy Donnell Bennett makes some good fried ribs, but I feel like my arteries may not take it if I hadn't. Like, I know I'm going there. I got to do some laps. I do some running. I drink some water for 2-3 days. But you fry a rib, boy. They good now. They good. But, yeah. Boy, your arteries, boy, you need a pump. Need a pump after that.
Goodness. Aronde Gadsden, former Dolphins receiver.
Have you had a fried rib before?
So I don't think so. We were talking about it earlier, and someone texted in that Trick Daddy's restaurant makes fried ribs. And then I think they were telling us Twin Peaks. Did you tell me Twin Peaks, Crowder, makes the fried ribs? I don't think I've ever had fried ribs. I mean, are they noticeably crispier?
Yeah. They drop them in that thing. That thing flash fried. They drop them in there. They fry them. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
And they're singles. You can't get a slab of fried ribs. Fried ribs are always singles.
They single. They always come one rib. Can I get one rib? That's all they come in. They come one rib at a time.
You know, how much for just one rib?
You know who should have fried ribs? Tucker Dukes. I did a lunchbox
Tucker
place.
Tucker Dukes.
Place.
There we go.
They should have a fried rib on their menu.
That'll be my next menu item.
They got to get Jammy and Slammy in that kitchen. You get Jammy and Slammy in the kitchen, you can make
there
some ribs.
You go. Yeah, you're going to get all type of stuff. The riblets, you know, the little falling pieces off the rib. You're going to get the riblet sandwich. You're going to get them rib tip sandwich. That's what I like.
Rib
I like
tips.
That burnt little part. Yeah, them rib tips.
They're not bad.
Yeah, that make a good sandwich right there the next day. Ooh, put them on some white bread. Got to be white bread, soft in the middle. Yeah.
Now, what if you went to somebody's barbecue and they had Kirkland ribs?
No bueno. like you know how you find out? You're like, hey, man, you go into the house. Hey, how y'all doing? Happy Father's Day, blah, blah, blah. And you get you a drink. Boom. The water, you twist the cap off, you go to the trash can and throw the cap away, and then you see the little plastic from the ribs, and they say Kirkland ribs, and you'd be like, yo, oh, man, you know what happened? My keys, they in the car, I got to go, I'll be right back. Can't hit it.
You know, I think I just tested positive. I better get out of here. I'm in quarantine.
You got some COVID ribs over there, man. We gotta go, man. We gotta go.
God. All right. Did we cover any ground here with Aronde?
Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff. We covered the McRib. We covered that Channing cook ribs and don't smell smoky when he come back in the house. We covered a lot of stuff.
That my grill got 3 legs on it and 2 wheels.
Oh, yeah. Your grill got training wheels.
Let me just see if I understand this correctly. OG, you are saying that Crowder, let's say he pulls some shorts and T-shirt out of the wash, so they smell like bounce and fabric softener. Mm-hmm. He smells delicious. Mm-hmm. He goes out. He spends the entire afternoon at the grill. Mm-hmm. When he walks back in the house, he still smells like bounce.
Well, you know. Yeah, he smell like outside, but outside bumps. Yeah, he don't smell like smoke at all, whatsoever. He's still tucked in and everything. His shirt's still tucked in, everything. No sauce, no nothing on his clothes, no nothing.
OG, I could cook ribs in a 3-piece suit, is what you're telling me.
If you took the jacket off, man, you'd be clean as a whistle when you want to go to church, man.
So when you're grilling, though, OG, when you're grilling, you walk back inside, you are covered. You went to war.
Listen, boy, you got to take them clothes off. Because if you're a cook, if you're a real cook now, you tasting while you're cooking. So you got to make sure everything, I take me a little piece off the edge and might have me a little one rib over there sitting, make sure it's nice and tender falling off the bone. So I had a little bit to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I need to come and take them clothes off and then go take them in the shower and come back down and change. But everybody, by the time I come back down, they'd be like, hey, you cook them ribs? Yeah, I cook them ribs. See, they don't say that when Channing cooked the ribs. Because he right there. He don't ever leave. He right there. He bring them and sit them on the counter and sit down, and everything is all right.
All right. There you go. Excellent job, Aronde Gadsden. As always, a delight. Now everyone knows why we had Aronde Gadsden a couple weeks ago. Oh, all right, OG.
Try to get more of that. Hey, man, y'all stay safe, man. Glad to hear y'all back in action, man. Good to hear you.
I mean, easily one of the best moments, not just in Hawk and Crowder show history. Forget that. In sports radio history. I don't care what anybody has to say. I know I'm biased, but I think I'm right. Clothes got to be smoky, man. Man, OG is the best. I hope all of you out there listening, whether you listen live on 790 The Ticket, whether you're listening to the podcast, I genuinely hope you enjoyed the last 3 hours as much as I did, as much as I know Hawk and Crowder did as well, putting this together with me. And I hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your food tonight. Enjoy the time with your family. Enjoy it with your loved ones, with your friends, whatever you're doing tonight. Stay safe. Have fun. Be nice to others. Do something kind for somebody. Kind of been the theme of our show all week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Dust in the wind. All we are is dust in the wind.
You need to need. You need, need
that's all, folks.
You need to need. You need, need.
Oh, no!
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.